everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular's single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John Cobell podcast on the iHeartRadio app. Live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app, and we're on from 1 until 4 after 4 o'clock. John Cobell show on demand on the iHeart app. Thank you. A little positive reinforcement from the orchestra. We're going to talk now, and we've got a lot on electric cars this half hour. The only company that seems to be very popular with drivers is Tesla. Of course, their cars are very expensive, but they run really well. Most people, if they can afford a Tesla, are happy with it. And it's actually kind of shocking that 2 billion of them, nearly every vehicle it makes, are being recalled. A problem with autopilot and the driver monitoring systems. Mike Dubusky, ABC News technology reporter, is going to explain specifically what's gone wrong here. Mike, how are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm doing well, John. Yeah, thanks for having me on. And you're not underselling it. This is a huge recall for Tesla. Basically, if you own a Tesla, there's a really good chance your car is under recall right now. And as you mentioned, it all comes back to their autopilot system, which is essentially a very advanced cruise control system that Tesla offers. It's standard on all new Teslas. It's been around for a few years. And essentially what it does is it will speed up and slow down the car with traffic. There's an auto steer feature that will keep you centered in your lane. And the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says the monitoring systems that Tesla employs to make sure that while this system is active, the driver is actually paying attention and not nodding off or watching Netflix, those systems aren't sufficient enough, and that Tesla needs to update its cars in order to make sure that people are actually paying attention to the road in front of them when autopilot is active.
So it doesn't monitor autopilot, but it monitors the driver to make sure that he's awake if he needs to override autopilot?
So think of it this way. The idea is that you have to keep your hands on the wheel at all times. This is what's known as a hands-on system, despite the fact that the car will actually do a little bit of steering for you. It needs to recognize that you're there. When this system debuted, John, a few years ago, there was a whole host of viral videos of people essentially trying to trick this system, to fool it. One really memorable one involved a person taping a banana to the steering wheel, and the car car bought it, they thought that that was a human hand holding onto the steering wheel, and the person was able to move about the car, take a nap in the back seat, and all whole host of other things. So NHTSA took issue with that. They opened an investigation. That investigation is ongoing, but they say that these systems to sort of monitor your person while this system is activated, while the car is actually, you know, keeping pace with traffic and keeping you centered in your lane, you know, they got to beef those up a little bit.
I've never been driven in a Tesla. I sat in a Tesla once or twice. But so I'm not familiar with how it works. These people would go take a nap in the back seat, and the Tesla would stop if they needed to, if there was traffic or someone cut them off.
So
and then speed up as traffic broke up. It really can do that?
Yes, with an asterisk, right? So this, again, is called an autopilot system. That sort of connotes that the car will drive itself. It doesn't really drive itself. This is really meant for highway use. There are systems involved, sonar systems involved that will monitor the cars in front of you. It will. You can set a speed, let's say 75 miles an hour. If a car pulls out in front of you, it will recognize that that car is there, set a following distance, and then slow down to whatever speed the car in front of you is at. Once that car pulls out of your lane, it will speed back up to 75 miles an hour. Worth mentioning, this is not a new technology. Mercedes actually introduced adaptive cruise control, which is the same idea, 20 years ago on the S-Class. This is a system that is very popular on Teslas. As I said, it's standard. People can turn it on and turn it off. And that's kind of how it works. It's a very advanced system. I don't want to undersell it, but it's not like Tesla is the only car company offering a system like this, but it is the only one that NHTSA has taken
issue with. All right, so what's specifically wrong with the monitoring system to make sure that the driver is there?
Well,
what's the failure of it right now?
Again, the way that the federal government sort of phrases this, it seems like the ways that you can fool this system are a little too easy. Again, we mentioned the banana example.
I see. Okay.
Yeah, and the idea, again, when the system debuted, this was a big deal, right? These videos that got very popular on social media and you know, what sort of long tail that could have, people mimicking what they see on social media and what have you. The other systems that are out there, General Motors offers a system called Super Cruise, which is largely the same thing. It'll keep you centered in your lane. It'll speed up and slow down with traffic. They rely a little bit more on GPS, right? General Motors sent a bunch of cars out, mapped a whole network of roads across the country and around the world, so the car actually knows where it is. That system actually has a piece of hardware attached to it, a small camera that's mounted to the steering column, pointed at the driver to monitor whether that driver is looking forward and looking at the road and not nodding off or talking to their passenger, getting out of the driver's
seat. I rented a car. It was really irritating because every time my eyes darted to the side, it beeped.
It would beep at
me. Yeah, it would beep. It's like, shut up, all right? Good Lord.
Well,
some of that stuff gets really irritating.
Well, so the software update that Tesla is shipping to address this recall, it's a voluntary recall. As we said, it affects all the cars they make. But this is not a recall where you have to take your car into the shop to a mechanic to get it fixed. This is something that Tesla is going to just send out to their cars over the air. They say that this update will add more of those alerts to Teslas to ensure that the driver is keeping their hands on the wheel, they're remaining attentive. But it does raise this question of exactly how much Tesla can accomplish with software before they have to go in and fix some of the hardware or update some of the hardware to their cars. As we mentioned, a camera is a lot more robust than just a beeping noise that's coming from the car itself.
Yeah.
That's a lingering question. This investigation is remaining open, so there could be more to come.
This wasn't a manufacturing error. Tesla knew that it was going to operate this way, and the evidence has been around for years.
That's right. Yeah, no, of course. And it's not like this was a flaw necessarily, but clearly the government is looking at this and saying, well, the features that you're offering and sort of the guardrails that you have implemented with this system, they're just not enough. They're not sufficient. So they're asking them to add more.
Who the hell would trust technology enough to climb in the back seat and take a nap?
So
that's just stunning to me.
You know, I don't want to speak for, the drivers here, but Tesla does say, they responded to this recall notice from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration saying that they're going to ship a software update. But they also touted exactly how safe Autopilot is. They say that there is incontrovertible data that shows Autopilot saves lives, that this level of automation actually cuts out human error on the road and is actually better en masse for the driving public. There's a lot of questions with that, but they cited examples. So Tesla pushing back on that in pretty strong language.
I don't think I'm ever going to believe that. But Mike, thanks very much for all the information.
Very good. Take care.
Mike Dubusky, ABC News technology reporter on the Autopilot system in a Tesla. You know, they say, I've come to the end of the line when it comes to trust. Whether it's corporations, politicians, public figures, companies, their statistics, their charts, their research, their studies. I just don't believe a lot of this crap anymore. Would you go lay in a backseat?
No way. I don't like my eyes open when certain people are driving.
Oh, you're one of those?
Well, kind of.
When certain people are driving?
Yeah.
Certain people. All right. Deborah Mark has got the news. Oh, well, coming up next, since we're on electric vehicles, Congress and the Biden administration spent $7.5 billion on EV chargers to be built around the country. $7.5 billion. That was 2 years ago. You can play this game at home. How many EV chargers have been built with the $7.5 billion for 2 years? You take your guess, and I'll tell you when we come back.
You're listening to John Kobelch on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on the radio 1 till 4 after 4 o'clock. John Kobelch show on demand. Also on the iHeart app. Thank you. Every day, there's stuff about electric vehicles which make it clear this is going to go down in history as one of the biggest boondoggles ever. Biden got Congress to pass an infrastructure bill a year or two ago. Yeah, it was 2021. And that included $7.5 billion to build 500,000 public charging stations across the country. Have you seen any of these? 500,000 were built. Anybody seen one? You're lying if you said you saw one. They have never built one. That's right. After 2 years, none have been built. Not one charging station. Not one. Zero. That would be a nothing. The EPA is mandated by 2030, half of all vehicles sold in the U.S. must be electric. And you know, the dunce that you people voted in as governor claims by 2035, it's got to be 100% of electric vehicles sold. 100%. Now, yesterday's news was that so few people are interested in buying electric vehicles. Ford has cut their production for F-150 electric pickup trucks by 50% next year. They're only going to build half as many. It seems that so few people want to buy them that they're sitting on the lot for 12 to 18 months. 12 to 18 months on average. And according to a research group called Global Mobility, S&P Global Mobility, Stephanie Brindley, says that the U.S. needs to see the number of EV chargers quadruple between 2022 and 2025. Well, we're already halfway through that time period, and we have a zero. And grow more than eightfold by 2030. Right now, there's 158,000 public chargers. There needs to be more than a million. The federal program has produced zero. They have given out $2 billion, but only two states have broken ground on the chargers. Only six have awarded contracts. Fewer than half the states have even submitted a proposal for funds. More than half the states have not submitted a proposal. It's just the stupid people who work in government, right? You give them $2 billion. I don't know where the money's sitting. Maybe it was all stolen by everybody. What is it, just sitting collecting interest? Did they run off on and started taking cruises and enjoying cocaine and women? Nobody knows. They're also building, if they build any, it's going to be level 2 and level 3 chargers. But a level 2 charger takes 4 to 10 hours to charge an EV. Now, these are public chargers. Now, are you going to stop on the side of a road at a gas station, a convenience store, and sit there for 10 hours or even 4 hours? But this is what they're spending billions of dollars on. Some of them are level 3, but level 3, it says, takes less than an hour. Well, how much less than an hour? Because I know pumping gas takes me 5 to 7 minutes total, including working the credit card and unhooking the pump. I guess actual amount of time that gas pumps in the car is about 5 minutes. So I'm going to trade that in for an hour, 4 hours, 10 hours. Who's going to do this? Well, nobody's going to do this. One of the biggest reasons that people don't buy electric cars is they can see there's no chargers. Now, the level 2 chargers cost $6,500 to install, but the level 3 chargers cost $40,000. And then there's other factors involved. So the price could be as much as $50,000 to $100,000 for a level 3 charger. Maintaining the chargers can be expensive. A single level 3 charger requires electrical infrastructure equivalent to that needed for 10 homes. Yeah, and they're all going to get this done for 2025, right? Or 2030 or 2035. Reason Magazine did one of the stories that I'm reading from, and also Politico did one. According to Bill Clem, who used to work with Ford, there is no overarching plan. You can't just say, let's put charging stations in, because that's not the whole story. How do you make the batteries less expensive? How do you innovate and get the range longer? None of this has been thought through, let alone accomplished. This really reeks of a big boondoggle scam ripoff, doesn't it? They're mandating electric vehicles. There are companies that have received billions and billions of dollars worth of subsidies from the federal government. That's our tax money. And they're producing a product that nobody wants. And even if you want it, there's nowhere to charge it. There's literally no public network available that could charge your car in any reasonable time. You know, when you stop and think about how many meetings they must have had, how much discussion there must have been, you realize, well, they knew all this. They knew there's no chargers out there, and that after 2 years, none are being built. Literally zero. That's what struck me. Literally zero. Not a single charger after the first $2 billion have been allocated. So they're insisting on these mandates, knowing that it's impossible. Meantime, the subsidies keep going out to these electric vehicle companies and battery companies by the billions of dollars. It's got to be corrupt, right? What else could it be? We come back just after 2:30. Mark Krikorian from the Center for Immigration Studies. There's been a story that's been percolating in the background. If you're paying attention, Congress, the Republicans in the House, are refusing to fund the war in Ukraine. They will if the Biden administration does something to shut down the border and all the illegal immigration. And the Republicans have actually cornered the Biden administration on this, because Ukraine desperately needs reinforcements. They need a lot more money. and the Republicans haven't budged. And so now the Biden administration is, it seems like they're beginning to cave in. But all the ideas that they may be caving into are ideas that many in their own whack job progressive party don't want. So how exactly what the Biden crowd is agreeing to do and what the other Democrats are willing to accept, we're going to talk with Mark Krikorian from the Center for Immigration Studies to see where this is going. That's next.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Tired of pickup truck bed chaos? Meet Decked. Game-changing USA-made full bed-length drawers for tools and gear. Waterproof, dustproof, lockable, secure. Whether you're working, hunting, fishing, camping, or just getting out of town. And introducing Decked Deco Cases. Tough, modular, problem-solving cases built for the truck, job site, campsite, or garage. Say goodbye to random bins and tie-downs. Order now at Decked.com/iHeart for free shipping. Decked. Your truck, your rules. Decked.com/iHeart.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
We've got some breaking news, but we'll do it in the next segment. I knew it would get to this point. Scientists have announced that breathing contributes to global warming. It's true. Not making this up. We've always joked about, I think the ultimate goal is they want us all to die. Because if we all died, we wouldn't produce any emissions. Although even our dead bodies probably would, right? As they rot, all those gases that build up inside. I'll give you the details coming up in the next segment. Mark Krikorian is here, and he's on the line, breathing, adding to our climate problems. Mark's with the Center for Immigration Studies. And there's a lot of news coming out of Washington. The Republicans in Congress are refusing to fund the Ukrainians in their war against Russia, unless the Biden administration does something about the border. We've had millions come over. God knows how many terrorists and criminals. And Mark, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm okay. I'll try not to breathe too deeply.
If you could cut your breaths by 50%, that would help the planet.
Okay, I'm sure it will. I'll start after this interview.
All right. This is obviously a ever-changing story, a little difficult to follow. What is the deal that the Biden administration is offering the Republicans in Congress? What's the Biden crowd willing to do at the border in order to get the Ukrainian funding?
Well, we don't know the deal yet because it's all, you know, behind closed doors. But, you know, the president set this up by submitting a request for Ukraine funding and having a border funding request in the same bill. So he's the one who basically set up this situation that wouldn't have existed, or Republicans would have had a harder time trying to insert border stuff if the president hadn't introduced a bill that had that in there from the beginning.
Why'd he do that?
It's not clear. I think he figured, if he sort of threw a few billion dollars at the border, which actually would just make it worse because it would speed up the processing and release of illegal aliens, But I think he figured he could buy off the Republicans with a little bit of border money, knowing that most of them want to vote for the Ukraine thing as well. What happened, though, is that because this is a funding bill that doesn't affect the whole government, so if nothing happens, the government doesn't shut down. It's an extra funding bill. The Republicans are in a much stronger position, and they can say, look, Mr. President, you have border provisions in this bill. We don't like them. They need to be fixed first, because our borders have to be more important to us than Ukraine's borders. And, you know, they're holding firm, which I was surprised. Usually the Republicans, you know, cave on stuff like this. They're not caving this time. And so we'll see what the Democrats are willing to accept. I think they might be willing to accept some changes to asylum, but they don't want any changes to what is called parole. And this matters because what they're saying is that, okay, we will accept some changes in what status a person who's here illegally gets, like what color the ID card is that we give him. But we want to make sure that the president can keep waving illegal aliens into the border without obstruction. That's what that parole power in immigration means.
Yeah, explain what the word parole means in an immigration context.
In the immigration context, parole is a very narrow power Congress has given the president to let people into the country who have no right to be here. And it's supposed to be for things like testifying in a trial or life-saving, immediately necessary surgery. And the point is, they let somebody in, you testify, you get your operation, whatever it is, and then you're delivered back to the border and you get to go back. In other words, there's no time to get to a visa, or you may not even be qualified for a visa. The president, this president, has used that very narrow power to let in, at this point, probably something like 1 million of the illegal aliens they've released.
And that doesn't violate something? When you when you take a power that's supposed to be used on a case-by-case basis and you use it on a mass basis for a million people, that just seems like it's not legal.
It shouldn't be, but they're saying, oh, it's case-by-case. We're only giving it to them one person at a time. I mean, it's sophistry. And that's why, and there's been legal challenges, but basically the states that have sued have been told they don't have standing. They don't have a right to sue. So basically what the courts have said is this may be illegal, but nobody's allowed to do anything in court to stop it.
Well, who has standing
Congress
then?
Has to stop it. Nobody. So that's the point.
Nobody
has standing in court. Congress has to change the law and say they have to micromanage this a little more and say the president is only allowed to give parole in these three instances and in no others.
I see.
That's not what the law says now. So, they added some adjectives to it to make it sound strict. It's not specific enough.
So that's what the Republicans are going after, to change
among other things. Yes.
Among other things, but that's a big one.
Yes, that is a big one.
When it comes to tightening up asylum, how far do the Republicans want to go there?
The big thing they want is there's something in asylum, before you ever get to an asylum hearing with a judge, is there's a screening interview, basically to see whether Mickey Mouse is talking to you through your dental work. You know what I mean? I'm exaggerating a little, but whether there's any plausible base for your asylum claim. The standard for that, what they call the credible fear interview, in other words, is your claim of being of fearing going back to your country, is it credible or are you a kook? The standard is very low in the law. The Republicans are trying to change that to say that only people who on first blush seem more likely than not to eventually be able to get asylum should be allowed through that first screening step. Now, 85, 90% of people who say, I fear return, are let into the pipeline for asylum. It needs to be a lot less. We don't have enough judges in the world to give asylum hearings for everybody who just says, yeah, I fear return to my home country, says the word asylum, and bingo, they get to stay in the United States for 2, 3, 4, 5 years. assuming they ever even leave after they lose, which most of them don't.
Now, let's say the Republicans got what they're asking for here. Would that seriously reduce the flow over the border?
It could if the administration actually applied it. So the answer is yes, this is real stuff. This isn't just for show. But, you know, the administration can obstruct in a whole bunch of ways if they want to keep the flow going.
Right, and then nobody has standing to sue over it.
Exactly. There's only a political solution here. One thing the administration can do is something the Republicans are trying to get is requiring Remain in Mexico to be reinstituted. That's where if you make an asylum claim, you're an illegal alien, you can make it, but you have to go wait back on the other side of the border for your hearing date so you don't just disappear into the United States. The problem is Mexico would need to agree because these aren't Mexicans. These are third country people who came through Mexico.
Right.
This administration will make it clear to Mexico with a wink and a nod, please do not agree so that we, you know, can't do it. So there's all kinds of things this administration could do to obstruct, right, even if the Republicans get what they want. But it would be a huge step in the right direction.
They really are fanatics on this. They really are fanatics on this issue. Mark Krikorian, thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
From the Center for Immigration Studies. All right. When we come back, did you know that 42,000 illegal aliens have been dumped on the streets of San Diego? That's happened. And what are they doing with all of them in San Diego? And your breathing is contributing to global warming, and it must be stopped.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Can I get to this headline immediately now? I'm not making this up. The Daily Mail has the story. Now scientists say breathing is bad for the environment. Gases we exhale contribute to 0.1% of the greenhouse gas emissions. Carbon dioxide and methane is what the body, we exhale it and it's in our burps and farts. So if you've got a lot of gas, you are causing climate change. This is a real study. It's methane and nitrous oxide we exhale in one way or the other. And in fact, 0.1%, that doesn't even account for the burps and farts. That's an addition. Dr. Nicholas Cowan is an atmospheric physicist at the UK Center for Ecology and Hydrology in Edinburgh. Exhaled human breath can contain small, elevated concentrations of methane and nitrous oxide, both of which contribute to global warming, Dr. Cowan said. We would urge caution in the assumption that emissions from humans are negligible. Because, as you know, we breathe in oxygen, we exhale carbon dioxide. See, the air enters the lungs, the oxygen from that air moves to the blood, the carbon dioxide is a waste gas, moves from the blood to the lungs and is breathed out. And then the oceans boil over. So if you're alive and you're breathing, it's your fault.
That's another reason why you want the exit bag, right?
I don't want to contribute to this.
I know. You're very conscientious.
I think the best thing we could do is maybe, like collectively, the whole audience, if we just hand it out.
Like a mass suicide?
Sure.
Eh, I don't think that's such a good idea.
Well, like that cult with the, remember the pudding?
Oh.
And the purple shrouds?
Right.
What was the name of that cult? Heaven's Gate.
Yep.
Was it Heaven's Gate? I think so, back in the 90s. Let me see. And they all ate poison pudding. They covered their faces with purple shrouds, and they all died. And I think that's what our government would like now, is that if we just all took the exit bag and stopped emitting carbon dioxide and nitrous oxide and methane. In fact, here's what they did in the test. Participants had to take in a deep breath, hold it for 5 seconds, and then exhale it into a sealable plastic bag. They collected 328 breath samples, and after analyzing, they found that nitrous oxide was emitted by every participant, methane in 31 participants, and, of course, carbon dioxide. People that had more methane were more likely to be female and above the age of 30. So it looks like you were one of the worst contributors.
And I'm a vegan, so I eat a lot of vegetables.
Right. So there's all kinds of methane toots coming out of
you. That's right.
Yeah. It's got all these charts and graphs here. And I knew this day was coming because it's human beings on the planet that causes all the greenhouse gases to be emitted one way or the other, including from our miserable bodies. So this is where they were headed. I think we're running out of time here. All right, we'll get to this next hour about the 42,000 migrants dropped on the San Diego streets. Also, right after Deborah's news, we're going to have Richie Greenberg on. We've had him on a few times. He ran for mayor in San Francisco, but he appeals only to a small segment of the electorate because he's rational. And you may have heard the clip we played yesterday from Dean Preston, who's this socialist supervisor in San Francisco. His district is the Tenderloin District, which has thousands and thousands of zombie drug addicts, homeless vagrants who are shooting up and dying and rotting in the streets. You know, zombies who are ingesting fentanyl and xylazine and heroin. He's blaming capitalism. We're going to play you the Dean Preston clip and then talk to Richie Greenberg, former mayoral candidate up in San Francisco. And we actually got a lot of good stuff next hour on the John Cobalt Show, KFI AM 640. Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Tired of pickup truck bed chaos? Meet Decked, game-changing USA-made full bed-length drawers for tools and gear. Waterproof, dustproof, lockable, secure. Whether you're working, hunting, fishing, camping, or just getting out of town. And introducing Decked Deco Cases. Tough, modular, problem-solving cases built for the truck, job site, campsite, or garage. Say goodbye to random bins and tie-downs. Order now at Decked.com/iHeart for free shipping. Decked, your truck, your rules. Decked.com/iHeart.